Birshus Marina Vrabina Rab Weinberger, Brachus Perk Alf Mishna Alf Ilan Nishmas of Kleinus Kamish Ben Rabbi Melech. Memasakur Nishma Ba'arvis, Ba'arvin. When does one of the mitzvah saying Kriyishma at night? The Torah says B'shach B'chov Kumecha that one should say Kriyishma when they go to sleep, or when they're sleeping, and when they get up. So the question is in this Mishnah of mitzvah Kriyishma when you go to sleep, when does that mitzvah start? So Mr. The Mishnah continues, Mishashakanam Nichnasan Lechol B'Trumasan Ad Soif Hashmura Harishayna Divrei Beliezer. So it starts from the time that the Kohanim enter to eat their Truma, which is Tzeis HaKochavim, which means when the stars come out at night. That's the first time that one can say Kriyishma. And it ends Ad Soif Hashmura Harishayna. Rabbi Eliezer says that the last time to say Kriyishma is at the end of the first watching. The watching here we're referring to is the Malachim in Shemayim. So they have three sets, three Mishmaros of Avodas that they do in Shemayim. Shiras Sishbachos and Avodos, like Rashi says in the Gemara. And the first third, the first watching, the first round, that's the last time you can say Kriyishma. So you can say it the first third of the night. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Why the Mishnah didn't simply just say that the first time you can say Kriyishma is Tzeisa Kochavim? Why did it have to talk about the Kohanim entering to eat their Truma? So there the Gemara says it's teaching us a din that by Truma, you do not have to wait by certain tumas, like for example tumas zav, that they would have to bring a carbon to have a kapara the next day to complete the whole process to eat truma. They don't have to wait for the whole process of kapara. All they have to be is tahor by going to the mikveh the day before, and then they can eat truma at night. Anyway, we have the next shita is the chachamim ad chatzos. The Mishnah continues. The chachamim say the kriyishma, the end time of kriyishma, can be said until midnight. And then the last sheet is Rabbi Gamliel Omer Achiel Omer Shachar. And Rabbi Gamliel says the Kriyishma can actually be said all night. So all three sheets seem to hold the Pashtus, that they seem to agree that the beginning time of Kriyishma is Tzeisa Kochavim. The Rav brings down, the Gemara brings down, there's an earlier sheet. The earliest sheet that we actually have is Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that you can say Kriyishma even after Plaga Mincha, which is earlier in the day. And the Ovid, which the Gemara explains, is that one can be Somech on Rabbi Yehuda as well to say Kriyishma earlier in the day as well. It's a whole big sugya, where Kriyishma is Deraisa, Derabanan, but that's not for now. Anyways, they all agree, it seems in the Mishnah, that the starting time of Kriyishma is at Seis, and then the Machlokas here is what the ending time of Kriyishma is. When is the last time you can say Kriyishma? And to understand this Machlokas, Rabbi Kiviger brings Rashi in the Gemara, where if we focus on Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel, it'll be easier to understand. Rabbi Eliezer says that Kriyishma is the first third of the night, and the way he understands the Pasuk of B'shach B'cha means when you're going to sleep. So Hashem tells us, B'shach B'cha, say Kriyishma when you're going to sleep, and therefore, Rabbi Eliezer held that people go to sleep the first third of the night. Rabbi Gamliel says B'shach B'cha is when you're sleeping. That's how you understand the Pasuk. And therefore, Kriyishma can be said all night. And the question is, who do the Chacham that say midnight, who do they hold like? So one way to learn is that maybe you can think that the Chacham hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and in principle, they'll hold that b'shach b'cha means when you're going to sleep, and they just disagree. People go to sleep until midnight, but really, in principle, they agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Or do you say the chum when they say chatzos? Really, they hold like Rabbi Gamliel that b'shach b'cha means when you're sleeping. So why do they say midnight? That's an extra gzeira, an extra stringency to make sure that a person doesn't miss the boat, as we're going to see right now. So the Mishnah continues. Ma'ase shebo banav mibeis hamishta. So there's a ma'ase that Rabbi Gamliel's children came from like a chasana. Amrulo. So they said to him, lo krinu es shema. We didn't say shema. So they wanted to know. They asked him, you know, the halacha is usually like the chacham. And who do the chacham hold like? Do they hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Do they hold like you? Amrulahem. He said back to them, imlo alam arashacha chayav matem likros. If it's not morning time yet, you're mechuyiv to say krishma. And the mefarshim explain, like, why didn't they just say krishma? Anyway, you can just say psukim of the Torah. And the answer is that there's a sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah that according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Chacham, you're not even allowed to say Kriyishma after. Or they were asking about the brachas. Either way, Rabbi Gamliel told them that if it's still not morning time, you're mechuyev to say Kriyishma. V'loizu bavad, as the Mishnah continues, not only this, any time the Chacham say chatzos, they always mean all night, and they hold like me. So, for example, Hector Chalav Mbeivarim, so by a tamachal ben arbaim. So you would take the fats and the innards and the limbs, and you'd put it hekta chalavim ve'evarim. The fats and the innards, they would burn them on the mizbeach all night. Mitzvah san achel amar hashachar. So the mitzvah is they would go all night. The mitzvah is all night. There is no din of chatzos there, but it's just to show that there's a mitzvah that's at night. It's noeg all night. Ve'chol nechom liom echad mitzvah san achel amar hashachar. And the next example is a carbon, for example, like a carbon toda, chatas, or an asham, where there's a mitzvah to eat it the day and the following night, and you have to be very careful not to leave it over and eat it the next morning. There the Chacham say that there's a mitzvah of chatzos for that night. So anytime nechom yom echad, a full day, meaning day and a night, there's a mitzvah to make sure that you can technically eat until Amar Shachar, but they still said Chatzos. Imkein lama amru Chacham an Chatzos. So why did the Chacham say midnight? Kidei laharchik adam min aveir. The reason they did is to distance a person from aveir. So over there, by a carbon, if a person, the Chacham said Chatzos, because a person shouldn't go and wait till the last minute and miss out, and he has a big problem because it's Noser, and then he's eating Noser the next day, and it's a Chiv Kari. So they said Chatzos, midnight, to protect a person. Also by Krishma, they want to make sure, like the Gemara says, a person shouldn't come from the field, eat a little bit, drink a little bit, sleep a little bit, and end up falling asleep and missing the whole thing. So they said, you know what? Don't say Krishma past Chatzos to make sure a person doesn't miss the boat.